The former Ports of Auckland boss brought in lawyers to negotiate his exit payout of nearly $1 million. But any details as to why he was given the money remain under wraps. Auckland's Mayor Phil Goff is furious about the amount of money dished out to Tony Gibson and demanded a please explain from the board. But that explanation has failed to ease tensions, with Goff saying it cannot be justified. Anei te kai ripoata, Nita Blake-Person.
When the Ports of Auckland was sentenced last year over an accident which killed stevedore Laboom Dyer, the company was fined $540,000 and ordered to pay $136,000 in reparations. When the port's boss, Tony Gibson, resigned this year, he received nearly $1 million on his way out.
Ridiculous. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they didn't even pay that for my brother's death. I don't see how they could argue that Tony deserves that kind of payout when he was... Yeah, he's getting paid out because of the death, isn't he?
That's Laboom Dyer's brother, Tua. He used to work at the Ports of Auckland too, but quit after another fatal workplace injury last year. It was the third death linked to the ports during Tony Gibson's time as chief executive.
They've clearly had the money to pay more or provide more support financially to the families, and like they just didn't. I mean, they clearly had the money. They were able to pay him out $1.8 million. I mean, not even a fraction of that really went to the family.
Tony Gibson was paid around $820,000 a year. According to the port's latest annual report, he received between $1.78 million and $1.79 million when he left. When the payout was revealed earlier this month, Auckland Mayor Phil Goff wrote to the port's chairman, Bill Osborne, asking for an explanation. Checkpoint has received a copy of his response. In it, Osborne says he's constrained by what can be disclosed due to legal obligations. His words are voiced here.
It was a negotiated outcome. Both Ports of Auckland Limited and Mr. Gibson had their own legal representation throughout the process, and each party was advised as to their position given the employment contract in place with Mr. Gibson.
But ultimately, the board agreed to the final figure.
Given the importance and sensitivities of the matter, the decision was made by the board rather than its remuneration committee. The detailed negotiations were conducted under board delegation, and the board approved the final arrangements.
In a statement this afternoon, Phil Goff says he's strongly opposed to the level of payment made to Gibson, and that while the board has the legal power to make the payment, he did not believe it could be justified and says he should have been told. Bill Osborne is due to retire from the board at the end of the week, and the mayor says he'll raise the issues with the new chair to make sure it's not repeated. Tua Dyer says the board should say why Mr. Gibson was paid so much.
I don't see how they ended up on that figure. That's a gigantic amount of money. I mean, I don't see how his time there, considering he had three deaths on his time there, I don't see how that's worth the $1.8 million that they've paid him out now. I don't see how that happened. His actions have impacted, you know, family, like people, the public, and they, you know, the families don't even get to know why or what's happening. And they've always been so secretive and everything's so, you know, under wraps and no one really knows what's going on.
Tony Gibson is now facing two charges under the Health and Safety Act in relation to last year's fatal accident. The Ports of Auckland has also been charged. They will appear in court next month.